This week, at the 89th National FFA Convention and Expo, we're celebrating a year's worth of accomplishments within our organization. Our most successful students, our most committed advisors, and most dedicated sponsors have convened here in Indianapolis to celebrate our hard work. Over the next 4 days, students will be competing in career development events, they'll be engaged in service projects, and they'll be interacting with other like-minded student leaders from across the country. This convention is known for being a highlight in the life of an FFA member, and simply put, National Convention is a fantastic time to be in the FFA.
However, this is only 4 days. What happens here at National Convention is only possible because of the work done in our homes, communities, and ultimately, the classroom. The National FFA Convention and Expo is a direct reflection of FFA at the local level. At the local level, we also participate in service projects, from natural disaster help to hunger relief efforts and agricultural advocacy. At the local level, we dive deeper into our learning of agriculture through our supervised agricultural experience. At that local level, we also invest in ourselves through career development events and attending leadership camps and conferences. If we think about it, some of our best memories in FFA come from time spent in our home chapters.
But none of these experiences would be possible without agricultural education. Inside our classrooms, laboratories, greenhouses, and school barns, we are gaining practical knowledge and skills within the agriculture industry. Perhaps for some of us, that will transform into a career within agriculture. For others, what we learn in the classroom will allow us to be knowledgeable consumers and productive citizens in our communities. But regardless, we all benefit from agricultural education. And it was all started in 1917 when two men from Georgia, Senator Hoke Smith and Representative Dudley Hughes, saw a need for students to grow in their agricultural knowledge. Let's take a look.
In the early 1900s, American education had fallen out of step with the needs of our country's fast-growing and quickly changing population. Formal education consisted primarily of book learning and memorization focused on classical education that didn't provide much practical use for young people at the time.
We need to abandon the cut-and-dried formula of a period when a man was educated only when he knew Greek and Latin. 1905, Henry Wallace, editor, Wallace's Farmer.
This sentiment was widespread throughout the nation, including our cities, but the problem had great significance in rural areas. In the early 20th century, almost three-quarters of Americans lived and worked in rural areas where learning Latin and studying faraway lands simply didn't address the challenges of life in agriculture.
Why not a course of study in the country school for a country boy, which shall teach him more about the country life about him? Along with the study of the kangaroo, the bamboo, and the cockatoo, why not study the animals of the farm? O.J. Kern, 1904, County Superintendent of Schools, Winnebago County, Illinois.
Small strides were made between 1900 and 1915, but a lack of qualified teachers and few standards in coordination of curriculum meant little improvement in the quality of agricultural education. In 1908, few young people attended school past the eighth grade. In fact, 93% of those attending school were in elementary school, only 4% in high school, and a mere 3% in college. The situation changed for the better when Senator Hoke Smith and Representative Dudley Hughes, both of Georgia, introduced the Smith-Hughes Act. The act, signed into law February 23, 1917 by President Woodrow Wilson, provided federal funds supporting the teaching of agriculture, home economics, and trades in America's public schools. For the first time, there was a path to a cohesive national system of career and technical education in the United States. More relevant education meant more opportunity and diversity in school and led to more people attending school for a longer period of time. Now, 100 years later, America's school population is dramatically different. 24% of students are in high school, and 28% attend college. As technology has advanced, so has agriculture, and agricultural education has helped lead the way. Today, there are 235 unique careers within agriculture, from graphic design to food safety, from information technology to crop systems. There are unlimited opportunities to work in agriculture, whatever your skill set and whatever your interests. The advancement in agricultural education since the Smith-Hughes Act has bettered the quality of life, not just for America's rural and farm families, but for everyone across the globe that is fed and clothed by the American farmer. As with every great journey, it started with that first step. We hope you'll join us throughout 2017 in the centennial celebration of the Smith-Hughes Act, America's first step in transforming education.
In the past, the Smith-Hughes Act has been recognized at national convention by having a delegate from the state of Georgia present a gavel. The gavel being presented today was carved out of a magnolia tree which originated off of Dudley Hughes' farm. We are grateful for the hard work that Dr. Moore from North Carolina State University put in to make this presentation possible once again. Today, we are honored to have Georgia State FFA President present this gavel, Willie Sizemore.
Madam President, on behalf of the Georgia FFA Association, this gavel is presented to the National FFA Organization in honor and remembrance of the Smith-Hughes Act and its vital role in the history of agricultural education.
Thank you, Willie, and also thank you to the Georgia FFA Association. On behalf of the National FFA Organization, it is my honor to accept this gavel. Thank you. Today, in 2016, the Smith-Hughes Act continues to give us an influential experience in agriculture education and helps us grow as students in the classroom and as citizens in our communities. The lessons that we learn in our agricultural classrooms help us prepare for a career in any industry we pursue. We are proud to be rooted in a tradition of agriculture, a tradition that would not be possible without this significant piece of legislation.
In 2017, we will celebrate 100 years of the Smith-Hughes Act. If it weren't for Hoke Smith and Dudley Hughes recognizing the importance of hands-on learning experiences, we would not be able to gather here at the National FFA Convention or return home to invest in our local FFA chapters. They gave us a reason to live out our motto every day. When we leave these convention halls on Saturday, let's take the pride we have for agricultural education, FFA, and the agricultural industry, and return home to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Smith-Hughes Act in our own state. Because of Smith-Hughes, we can continue a long-standing tradition of learning to do, doing to learn, earning to live, and living to serve.